Stocks ended the week with a bang after the US jobs report for September managed to combine surprisingly strong job gains and moderate wage inflation. The US economy continues to demonstrate exceptional strength. Non-farm payrolls blew past expectations, with employers adding 336,000 jobs in September, nearly double expectations and the strongest gain since January. The outrun was made even more impressive by an upward revision to the past 2 months of data, signaling that the labor market remains hot and the Fed may have to keep rates higher for longer to fend off any resurgence of inflation. However, concerns turned into exuberance as the market digested the rest of the report. Particularly, signs that tamer wage growth and strong labor participation may mean that the Fed's inflation-fighting efforts are having the intended effect. Markets have been caught off guard by this week's events in Israel and Gaza. This has led to the price of oil rising as risk sentiment sours, but prices still remain lower than last week's highs. Looking at the week ahead, investors will have plenty on their plate, with US inflation being the key event for the week. Inflation is expected to moderate to 3.6%, down from 3.7%. Minutes from the last FOMC meeting are due on Wednesday afternoon and could offer insight into recent decisions and an updated Fed projection on whether policymakers are leaning towards another rate hike before the end of the year. Chinese economic data is also expected later this week, with updates on consumer price developments and trade data after the return from the Golden Week holiday. Third quarter earnings season will kick off this week, with companies including LVMH, Pepsi, and some of the big banks all set to report. Investors will be on the lookout for any impacts from higher rates on everything from loan demand to consumer behavior. Turning to South Africa, ABSA PMI contracted in September as the step up in load shedding during the month and poor demand weighed on output. Additionally, increased purchasing power consistent with sustained rand weakness and higher oil prices contributed to the softer data point. On a more positive note, forward-looking sentiment improved, as managers noted that they do not expect the current tough trading conditions to persist. Later this week, mining and manufacturing output data for August will be released. Consensus expects improvements in output given the better load shedding levels in August. Mining and manufacturing production is forecasted to increase by 2% and 1.7% year over year, respectively. That's it for now. Have a great week.